In just a few months, the Czech Environment Ministry has gotten rid of a number of officials who had in the past worked for environmental NGOs. The new minister, Civic Democrat Pavel Drobil, who was initially honed for the post of Industry and Trade Minister, said he wanted to steer the ministry away from ideology. But environmental activists are concerned about the consequences of the swipe. Jan Richter has the story.
When Prime Minister Petr Nečas announced his pick for the post of the Environment Minister by the end of June, he took many by surprise. 38-year-old lawyer Pavel Drobil had until then been mostly involved in industrial projects, such as in the construction of the large Hyundai plant in northern Moravia. Mr. Drobil was in fact hoping to become the Industry and Trade Minister in the new centre-right government that stemmed from the last general elections, and said he would breathe for Czech industry. But Prime Minister Nečas said the Environment Ministry was ridden with ideology and had turned into a haven for the green guerrilla. Minister Drobil now seems to be doing everything he can to change that. In one of his first moves after his appointment, Pavel Drobil introduced a dress code for the employees of the ministry, who are no longer allowed to wear T-shirts or sandals to work. A month later, several officials in key ministerial posts were fired. All of them had worked for environmental NGOs before joining the ministry. One of them is Daniel Vondroš, who has been chief advisor to four environment ministers since 2002 and previously worked for the Czech branch of Friends of the Earth. Another is the head of the Sustainable Energy Department at the ministry, Petr Holub. Former spokeswoman and advisor Karolina Šulová, who has been with the ministry for 8 years, has also had to go. Martin Fadrny is a lawyer with the Brno-based NGO Environmental Law Service.
The question of motivation is now crucial for me from my perspective, because I know that's a kind of media shortcut, but it's known about Minister Drobil that he said that he would breed for Czech industry. So probably he's like mopping up people who were in past too much breathing for environment. It's known that the declared goal is to purify the ministry from ideology, but the fact is that the people who left were not partisan, whereas the people who are like on the new positions are mostly from the Civic Democratic Party, so it's not kind of ideology cleaning.
But things at the ministry began to change earlier than that. The swipe was triggered with the demise of former minister Jan Dusík, who refused in March to approve a controversial modernization project for the Prunéřov coal power plant and stepped down instead. His successor, Rud Bisková, then abolished the entire Department of Climate Protection, whose head, Aleš Kuták, also worked for an NGO. Mr. Fadrny says these changes might have serious implications.
I think if we lost good and motivated experts, we also lost the chance for good environmental legislation, which is pretty again for quality of life, for our compliance with European law, and which could also, the issue of non-compliance could have also its economic implications. If you remember the case of Slovakia, where the problem with implementation of Aarhus Convention was a reason why European Commission stopped the EU funds transfer to the Slovakia.
Unlike in neighboring Slovakia, however, the Czech Republic at least still has the Environment Ministry, which the former Slovak government abolished and which the new cabinet in Bratislava is now trying to bring back.
Jan Richter with that.